morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. So this morning I have Brent Lane with us.
Hello.
And also Jennifer Harrison is here to talk about Navy Days.
Yeah, Pensacola Navy Days is in its second year and is coming up several events. And actually, there's an event that's coming up this week. So an opportunity to kind of get some exposure to Navy Days happening on Friday.
Yep.
Gallery night. Yes. Navy Days is taking over gallery night.
So let's explain what Navy Days is, because this is new, yeah? Or is this the second year?
Second year.
Okay.
Yeah, so Pensacola Navy Days was started, Senator Broxton got a group of community leaders together back in 2023. This was July of 2023.
Mm-hmm.
And said, hey, there is not enough representation for Pensacola loving the military. We do, but we don't have an event for it. Like if you look around, at, like, you know, Miami has Fleet Week, San Francisco has Fleet Week.
New York City has Fleet Week.
Sure. So we can't really necessarily call it Fleet Week per se, but the idea was that all of these organizations and all these cities have this amazing outpouring of support. And so we need to do something like that for Pensacola. And that's kind of that initial meeting was how it was kind of brought together.
Mm-hmm.
And so Pensacola Navy Days was born out of that. And the idea that we would support our men and women in uniform of all branches, and the Navy obviously being where we're generally considered a Navy town, the cradle of naval aviation. So Pensacola Navy Days is where that came from. And then Pensacola Navy Days, Inc., which is a nonprofit organization, was created with a board of directors that Jennifer and I are both a part of.
Yep.
And so this is last year we got the inaugural events off with the exception of the parade, the fun fest, all that got rained out.
That's what I remember.
This
That's
year
right.
we're going to have beautiful weather.
Yes,
girl.
Yes, Kona good weather.
Yes.
But this year, like gallery night last year was that we did the one in May. But this year, in an effort to provide more events and more opportunities, gallery night this week in the month of April. So it's Friday night.
This Friday, the Blue Anchor Bells are going to be performing.
Now, who are the Blue Anchor Bells for people who don't know?
They are a group. How many are in the group?
It depends on what.
Yeah, there's
sometimes there's seven, sometimes there's three.
They're beautiful ladies that sing, and they wear the vintage clothing, mm-hmm. and they sing all those fun songs from, you know, decades ago.
Like Boogie Woogie.
All the big band type stuff.
Yeah.
They dress all red, white, and blue, and mm-hmm. it's really fun.
Oh, how
so
fun.
We'll be there to introduce them and talk about Navy Days, and then we have a huge presence. We'll have all of our sponsors there. The Blue Angels will be represented.
Mm-hmm.
And some other, the Flight Museum, places like that. Anything that's military, working on some vehicles and things like that. So anything that's military will be displayed. And we have a whole block that we'll be displaying it.
That's awesome. Yeah, we you know, this is the 250th birthday of the Navy and the mm-hmm. Marine Corps. And so that's this kind of what's themed around for this year for Pensacola Navy Days.
Uh-huh.
And when you think back to the Navy Yard in Pensacola in 1825, we're coming up on the 200th anniversary of that. It went into effect next year, so that's next year's Pensacola Navy Days is celebrating the 200 years of the Pensacola Navy Days, but this will be the 250th celebration of the overall mm-hmm. Navy in the United States. And it'll be a great opportunity for us to really, you know, go back and recognize, you know, what that community means to our community today.
If there ever was a place in the world that should have Navy Days, Pensacola
exactly.
should be the place.
Amen.
They're not kidding when they say the cradle of naval mm-hmm. aviation and everything else. So it's exciting. So this is kind of the kickoff event because there's a whole series of events coming up to mm-hmm. celebrate this.
Yeah, not only is Gallery Night going to be happening this week, and you can, as you're, you know, please go by and say thank you to the sponsors on the block, right?
Mm-hmm.
So Navy Federal Credit Union, as well as the Pensacola Ice Flyers, are the co-presenting sponsors mm-hmm. this year. And we've got other sponsors, including Pennair, Florida Power and Light, mm-hmm. and a couple other incredible sponsors that make this happen year in and year out. And we're just building this story. And as you're out there, you'll have an opportunity to see, as you said, the Blue Anchor Bells mm-hmm. performing.
Yeah.
And kind of live in that nostalgia, you know?
Yeah. It'll be lots of fun. And it's all about promoting the weekend in May.
Okay. So, and that weekend is?
May 9th through 11th.
Okay. So tell us what's coming up between now and then, because there's a couple more events, it looks like, that are happening.
We also, after this weekend at Gallery Night, we will be at the Blue Wahoos game on April 24th. The week after.
We need you to buy a ticket for that.
Yes. Okay. And we have a ticket link on our Facebook and on our website, because those tickets help fundraise for the Navy Days.
Oh, excellent.
But we're also excited because we're doing a jersey auction at the Blue Wahoos game.
Oh.
And Brent?
They're going to be wearing bomber jacket jerseys.
Bomber jacket jerseys.
Ooh, I love bomber jackets.
Oh, it'll be cool. Oh,
it's going to be really cool. So it's an auction, so you can bid on them throughout the game and celebrate military that game. And
that game is April 24th.
April 24th. Okay. Starts at 6:05. But tickets you can buy on our website now. So buy them through our link because then we get, something
from
that.
Okay, and what's your website again?
PensacolaNavyDays.com.
Pensacola, that's easy to remember. PensacolaNavyDays.com. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Okay, so that's coming up. So Blue Wahoos game the 24th, Gallery Night this Friday. Mm-hmm. And you can go to the website to find out about all of these events.
Yes.
So this is pretty exciting. We're leading up to it with a bang mm-hmm. here.
When we back, you will have a chance to find out all of the events that are coming up, specifically the programming for that weekend, mm-hmm. which is okay. a lot of fun.
All right. Jam-packed fun.
Okay, so we're talking with Jennifer Harrison, Brent Lane, all about Navy Days here in Pensacola. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. If you have a question, text it in, 850-437-1620. That's why they call it the expert panel, because we got the Navy Days experts here this morning. We'll be back in just a couple minutes on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, talking with our friends from Navy Days, Jennifer Harrison, and somebody you might be familiar with Brent Lane from over at Cat Country 98.7, all about Navy Days and what's leading up to it. So many events. The actual event is going to be now the weekend, it looks like, of May 9th through the 11th. Is
that correct?
So, but there's some things leading up to that. We've already mentioned Gallery Night this Friday. We've got the Pensacola Wahoos Night. What else is coming up?
Well, I'd say the inaugural Pensacola Navy Days golf tournament. Which is limited. That is limited. So if you want to, if you're a veteran or you're a civilian, this will get you to play with active duty military at AC Reed. And you know who's actually heading that up is Terry Shishatty.
Village.
Oh, I love him.
Mm-hmm. So he retired and immediately was like, you know what we should do? We should get him to run a golf tournament.
And he agreed.
Yeah. And doing a great job. So, like, for civilians, you can golf for $80 and go to benefit the mm-hmm. Pensacola Navy Days. If you're a veteran, you can golf for $60 in active duty or golfing 40. For $40.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and that event is going to be on Friday.
It is Friday, May 9th. Shotgun start, 9:30 at AC Reed.
Mm-hmm. And it's limited to 144
yeah,
players.
Maximum
max players.
So okay. If you're in, you need to get in today at PensacolaNavyDays.com. Those tickets are going fast. And then the next thing that is coming up, which is the Black Tie Night at the Museum Gala.
You get to dance and have fun under the Blue Angels in the museum.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So where is this going to be? And tell me more.
Naval Aviation Museum. And last year was the inaugural event for mm-hmm. that. It was a lot of fun. This year, D.C. Reeves, Mayor D.C. Mm-hmm. Reeves is going to be.
He's our keynote.
Uh-huh.
He's going to be talking about the impact that the Navy has with the Pensacola community. And then that'll be a great chance to have dinner. David Penniman is going to be catering mm-hmm. again.
Yep. Nice.
Yep. And it's so good. Open bar.
Yeah. Oh. Open.
I feel like we should have led with that.
Yeah.
It is an open bar. Your ticket includes open bar.
Okay. Open bar.
Just to emphasize. Yes.
Open bar.
So for those of you that have your pencil out and are taking studious notes on all of these events, it's Friday, May 9th. It starts at 6:30. Got cocktails, open bar, mm-hmm. and 7:30 dinner. And dinner's at 7:30, and then 8:30 dancing
mm-hmm. under the
Blue Angels.
Whether you're either under the Blue Angels or you want to dance on the Cabot, the deck of the Cabot is amazing.
And the gala is open to anyone.
Okay,
so it's we had that last year. People thought they had to be invited, but no.
So it is open.
It's open to the public. Yes,
it says here black tie / mm-hmm. service mess dress.
Correct. Mm-hmm.
Very nice.
That is
very
correct,
nice. So. How fun.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
How fun. Celebrating the Navy right here mm-hmm. in the Navy Museum. That's pretty cool.
It's a gorgeous event, gorgeous venue, perfect for, mm-hmm. I mean, it's just, you can't have a better time.
I can't imagine. It sounds like a great
time.
It's
so fun.
And I'm assuming the proceeds from that event supports the entire event, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a big part of, what the proceeds are that are it's a self-sustaining event. So you get the opportunity to be part of the programming for that. And then the rest of it goes obviously back into helping Pensacola Navy Days fulfill its mission. And as we get to the next day, so that's there's well, all kinds of stuff for the
and
next
day. And Penair Credit Union is our sponsor for the gala.
Yes.
So we want to make sure we mention that. They were involved last year as well. So
good.
And this year they're our sponsor for the gala. So
nice. That's a good
they
fit.
Always come by come and yeah, support us.
Okay, so that's happening Friday night.
Mm-hmm.
Saturday, the event has was originally when we started it last year, it was at Maritime Park. This year it is going to originate the center point for all of the festivities is going to be at Plaza de Luna.
Mm-hmm. Oh, nice. Right downtown. Mm-hmm. Perfect.
Yep. So it'll be right on the water. And right now we have a whole bunch of Coast Guard ships that are scheduled to be lining Plaza de Luna.
Mm-hmm. And then, so you'll be able to see them from the Fun Fest.
Oh,
it's also the
fun.
End of the 5K, end of the parade, all ends at Plaza de Luna.
Okay, we'll talk about those because I may not be on our calendars yet. We're taking notes here.
Well, you've got everything from large to small Coast Guard cutters that'll be available for tours. But around that, there'll be static displays. There'll be all kinds of programming that happens there, including the kickoff and end of the run. The parade ends at Plaza de Luna. Mm-hmm. And then Fun Fest. Jennifer has been working incredibly hard on making Fun Fest what it will
so
be.
So that falls on your shoulders, Jennifer?
Yeah, of course, yeah. But Fun Fest is going to be, we have a lot of vendors and a lot of military installations that are going to be stationed all around. So you'll be able to see static displays and different other military objects, whatever they are bringing to support their installation, as well as community vendors and things, food trucks,
I'm assuming
all of that.
Lots of stuff for kids.
We will have some things for kids as well, but it all Plaza de Luna. I mean, you'll be able to be looking at the ships,
right?
Like
right.
While you're walking, we have the street blocked off, so you'll mm-hmm. be walking down there, just looking at the water, supporting the military, learning more about it. All different, you know, military. It's going to be flags everywhere.
Oh,
so
sounds
it's gonna
wonderful.
Be
very patriotic. Very patriotic. So that's the Fun Fest, and that's mm-hmm. at Plaza de Luna. And then that starts, it looks like, at 9 o'clock. But then in the morning, even earlier, there's the 4K run walk.
Yeah, 4K is scheduled to start at 8 o'clock. Mm-hmm. And so we are just about to launch the registrations for the 4K. And it's the area's only 4K, the Pensacola Navy Day 4K.
Okay.
You're going to run down to Veterans Park and back to Plaza de Luna.
That's not too far.
It's not, and actually should be pretty great. You know, one of the things that we are working with, Danny Zimmern, who is with Pensacola Mardi Gras, has done an amazing job of navigating the new security regulations mm-hmm. for the city of Pensacola. So mm-hmm. there's a lot that goes along with that. Mm-hmm. That parade is going to start around Veterans Park and come down to Plaza de Luna, but that same route is what the
is what
run
the
will use.
Will
oh, good. Okay.
Yeah.
So getting the way that is working out, actually from a security perspective, this looks like it will probably be a much easier impact on
everything's kind
Pensacola.
Of in the same area, so that's good. That's
and
good.
And it's a 4K. It's a very unique run because there aren't 4Ks anywhere. So
no, it's usually a 5K
mm-hmm.
typically.
Yeah, so the running community can support with a new type of race that isn't your typical 5K, 10K, all of that. So
for those of us that are walking now, that's a little more manageable.
Yeah. Let's go.
Yeah. And
let's
walkers,
go, Meg.
We will have walkers manageable. As well. Yes.
You are in it to win it. That's awesome. This is going to be awesome.
There's a lot. So that's all on Saturday. So we've got the 4K run walk in the morning. You've got the Fun Fest going on. But that's not all. The parade.
Yes.
They both look at me blankly.
Here's what's funny. We have this vision in our head of what that parade is supposed to look like. And last year, because of the rain, it got rained out.
Right,
but we have a lot of Mardi Gras crews in town that are adopting commands of NAS Pensacola.
Yeah. Aha.
So the Mardi Gras crew will be parading with one of the installations, one of the commands.
Oh, how cool is
so
that?
So there will be military along with on the Mardi Gras floats, so it won't be
cool.
It won't be your typical, and it's a no throw parade,
okay.
So it's literally supporting everybody that's there mm-hmm. and watching and cheering them on and giving them our love. So,
well, nobody does parades better than Pensacola.
Nope.
Well, that's true.
Nope.
I mean, from the Christmas parade to Mardi Gras, I mean, we do parades
right, and it's Danny's running it, so and it's gonna
end. Forget it then.
Yeah,
I mean.
Know, and it's gonna end at Plaza de Luna with all the other events. So they'll be down there. The runners will already be done.
Mm-hmm.
Fun Fest will be going on, and the parade will end, and you'll be able to look at the floats and meet the military and shake some hands, you know, give them your thanks.
And if someone wants to be in the parade, can they? If they enter a float, or how does that work for this one?
Applications are available.
Yes. Okay. You can get all that on PensacolaNavyDays.com.
So you better do it now and get planning.
Yeah, do it now.
Okay. I will say this before you're like, oh man, I totally want to put my blankety blank business into that.
Yeah.
And I mean this in the most respectful manner. You are being asked to be patriotic specific.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. That makes sense.
Yeah.
And there's plenty of organizations around, perhaps like the USO or some of the other support organizations you could maybe partner with as a business to present them in the parade, something like that, maybe.
You bet.
Yeah.
Okay. So we are talking this morning with Jennifer Harrison, Brent Lane, all about Navy Days, which is coming up on May 9th through 11th. Lots of events leading up to that. We're going to wrap it up here with a few more events for you coming up in just a couple minutes on News Radio 92.3 and Pep Talk. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, and we are talking with our friends from Navy Days. Jennifer Harrison, Brent Lane. Many of you know him. We're in the community every once in a while. Anyway, they are here to tell us about Navy Days. We got a few minutes left. What do we want to let people know about?
I think one of the cool things from last year, like the challenge coins that Navy Days had, was celebrating the 110th anniversary of naval aviation. This year, we're celebrating the 250th anniversary of the Navy and Marine Corps. Mm-hmm. And these challenge coins, if you buy a ticket for the gala, you're going to get a challenge coin. If you buy a ticket for the run, you're going to get a challenge coin.
Cool.
And then there's lots of other ways that you might see somebody that you know and love, you know, to
and
get a challenge coin.
They're very unique. The inaugural ones were, everybody wanted one. We were giving them out everywhere as we could.
Oh gosh, what a great gift.
So the second one, we're going to do one every year.
Oh, that's great.
So it's a unique challenge coin, and this one, like Brent said, celebrating the 250th anniversary. So
I love this. We're starting traditions with this event, which is great.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Very cool 4K run shirt, celebrating the ICE Flyers and Navy Federal Credit Union on the shirt, as well as all branches of military service. And Craig Heinzman, who actually designed that shirt, did a great job. Mm-hmm. It's got a little Blue Angel feel to it. You get some Navy feel out of that.
Yeah,
it's pretty great.
That's good.
Yeah, it's really awesome. Like the runners will want the shirt.
Okay, that sounds good.
You'll want to wear it everywhere.
What was this I heard about? Bomber jacket, something.
Yeah,
my eyes lit up on that one. So
when you think of you know, your naval aviators.
Right.
And so they always have a bomber jacket on. And that bomber jacket is what the Pensacola Blue Wahoos are going to do as jerseys.
Cool.
And so it looks very cool. And on April 24th, they'll be wearing those. Please buy a ticket through the Pensacola Navy Days link. And that way you can help raise some funds for Pensacola Navy Days. Plus, you can be there to see your Pensacola Blue Wahoo supporting Pensacola Navy Days, which is super cool.
Yeah, okay. It's going to be lots of fun.
So that's
lots
the 24th.
Mm-hmm. And I definitely want to say something else. You know, again, Greg Harris and the team at the Pensacola Ice Flyers certainly have done, and as their season wrapped up, they came on board and said, we want to, you know, be a co-title sponsor for this. And they certainly did us right. The Pensacola Navy Days face-off camera was...
Yeah.
that was awesome.
Yeah. The last few home games, they took care of us.
Oh, that's
sure.
awesome.
Yeah.
And then again, this Friday, we've got the Gallery Night. So you can find out more about it there, correct?
Yep. So, we will be there. We'll have a whole block with Pensacola Navy Days and our sponsors and Blue Angels and all the fun military things.
Okay. Well, we've got about a minute left. So for those who just joined us, we're talking about Navy Days. When is it again?
May 9th, 10th, and 11th. Mm-hmm. May 9th is the golf tournament and the gala.
Mm-hmm.
And it is going to be a fun time aboard NAS Pensacola. Then on that Saturday morning, we've got full day activities down at Plaza de Luna. Yep. Plaza de Luna.
4K parade and then Fun Fest, all ending at Plaza de Luna, watching the Coast Guard cutters.
So that will be
right
the place to be on Saturday, May 10th.
Yep.
All right.
And on Sunday, the Coast Guard cutters are scheduled to stay through that day. So
you'll be able to get tours and watch them, get some great photo ops.
All right.
PensacolaNavyDays.com.
Thank you both for being here. Brent Lane, Jennifer Harrison. Navy Days coming up on May 9th through the 11th. Mm-hmm. PensacolaNavyDays.com. You can find out all about it. Get your tickets. Sign up. Come on, people. Let's show us some Navy pride for Pensacola. Thanks again. You're listening to Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. We will be back after the news.